Blackstone Audiobooks presents Broken for You by Stephanie Kallos. For my children, Noah Gregory Johns and Samuel Liam Johns. They're so much more than objects. They're living things, crafted and used by people like us. They reach out to us, and through them we forge a link with the past. Gwendolyn Plestchief, Decorative Arts Collector, 1892 to 1994. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. From the Prayer of Consecration, Holy Communion. Prologue. While the woman sleeps and dreams of all that breaks, come into this house of many rooms. Once your eyes adjust to the darkness, beginning to take in what is visible, you may notice a silence that is not quite silent. There is another language being spoken here, a tongue that emanates from white clay, fire, the oils of many skins, the fusion of rent spirits and matter. The woman hears this language always, even in her sleep, because she is guilty, and because those who speak to her are never silent. But for you, the innocent, there may only be a humming, a distant drone. You might wander the rooms wondering at its source. If you touch something, even lightly, that small figurine on her writing desk, say, the plump porcelain leprechaun from Bilic, you will perhaps become aware of a subtle change, a quickening that animates the molecules around you and sends them skittering across.